This episode is brought to you in partnership with Choose Chicago. Chicago and no. Hey.
Hey.
We are back.
We are back.
Number 78. This could be a significant one too.
Can it? All right. Yeah. Just in case. Y'all decide to do the number 78.
Yeah, right.
We got the domain.
We prepare for that 78.
Also, guys, we have a website.
Yeah, right. Holler at that bad boy.
There's a map on there.
You know what I'm saying?
It's interactive.
It is.
You could clickety click on it.
Follow us around.
Follow our little van.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't actually own a van.
At all. Never will.
We can. Well.
I mean, we could.
As long as the van is like a... It would have to be an AMG.
Right. One of them Sprinters.
It's a G-Wagon.
One of them Sprinter joints.
Or a G-Wagon.
Or the G-Waggy, you know?
Yeah.
I got a fun...
What's our trivia for this week?
I got a fun trivia question. Got a fun trivia question. Y'all ready for the trivia question? It's about one of your
damn
guests.
Time.
About one of your guests. One of the hosts on this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What is the name of the capital city Sarah was born in?
Oh, I know the answer.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
Come on now. I know the answer. And you know.
Three-ish years later.
The faithful should know this answer. It's easy. When I'm not even going to give you
multiple choice. I only get excited when I talk about my own.
And that's culture. That's the hater. Hey, boy, we pulling up on you.
You know?
Listen to this episode, hater. No. y'all should know that answer.
Yeah.
Until then, 77 Flavors of Chicago starting now.
This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago. So I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Hey. I didn't fuck up the intro this time.
I was just thinking about
that. Yeah, I didn't mess it up, y'all. Welcome back to another dope episode.
Of your favorite podcast.
In the whole world.
Whole world,
and y'all, we mean that now.
You guys picked this as your favorite podcast in the whole
world? In the whole wide world? Dang, that's crazy.
Look at us traveling for you and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Just going around the world to give you content.
All around the world. Hey.
Do you guys know that? You probably don't know, but the Cheetah Girls 2... Mm-hmm. Or one, Cheetah Girls one, they almost signed a deal, and the song goes, "We go all around the world, we go all around the world."
What?
No.
Okay. Well, they just giving out record deals.
No, they didn't. It's the plot of the movie.
Oh, the movie. Okay, yeah. Wasn't Cheetah Girls real in real life though?
No, it's a movie. Oh. Okay. The two of the girls from the Cheetah Girls. So you had Raven, Adrian, and then the. Adrian and one of the other girls were part of 3LW.
Oh, that was them?
Yes.
Wow, 3LW.
Yes.
I don't know, none of the words.
Yeah. And then
she thought like this.
Wow. She fixed her teeth now. Hey, she got a bag.
I'm just saying. One day we all will. Hey.
But yeah, that was the song. And then the second movie they go to Spain, and then the third movie they go to India.
Man, look, ain't Raven an evil villain now?
Is she?
I think so.
She says a lot of
reckless beats.
Reckless.
She don't mess with black people.
Well, she said, "I don't like referring to myself as African American or black."
She's something wrong with her. Listen, man. She need prayer because that's.
I don't know. I don't know enough about her to cast judgment, but I feel like she does have. I feel like any Disney child actor has major issues.
Yeah.
Because they were treated so badly.
I mean, what happened to Nick Cannon? God, dog. No.
He just pumping these babies out.
He took child issues to a different.
His 10th child is on the way before his 9th child is even born.
Yeah, I know. Oh, how is that number 10 if it's going to be born before the...
Whoever.
They just announced, boy, he's just popping them out, boy.
Also, gun to my head, you asked me, what is Nick Cannon known for other than babies? I don't know. He hosted some TV show. He hosted the...
He was
so you think
all
he can
that?
Dance?
He was on all that.
irrelevant at this point. It's literally irrelevant at this point.
I mean, that shit was
in all my that head, was dope. The young Nick Cannon is Lil Bow Wow. That's
nah, you way off. Come on now. Don't that's way off. Don't do that. That's disrespectful.
Lil Bow Wow.
Now look, here's Bow Wow back in the day
was literally my everything.
Man, it was
literally my everything.
That was like, it was a golden age for like a quick little moment.
And mind you, he was my everything. I was on the other side of the world. Yeah. So the fact that he reached me via MTV was everything.
You had Chris Brown in his prime. Oops. Not even in his prime, but maybe.
Yeah, before he started beating women.
Lil Bow Wow.
Yep.
Then you had B2K.
Yep.
And then Omarion, you know what I mean? You start doing his little ice. I'm so cold. You know? And at that time, you know what I mean? Like
Nelly,
Justin Timberlake. You were messing. You don't rock with Timberlake.
I don't give a shit about him.
I rock with Timberlake.
You also had like all the major boy bands that just key to my heart.
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. Well, look
at you. Look at any chance to pretend you can sing.
You know what was good? Fall Out Boy with Panic at the Disco. Yeah.
All those.
So imagine.
That's your favorite song ever.
It's your
favorite song ever. That's what you get for dating white people. Nah,
don't be putting my business out there. They ain't have to know all that.
I mean, it's not that much.
What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding.
What's funny is when we went to Colorado for the wedding, they played this song and Dario dragged me to the dance floor and then abandoned me
as he became
the middle of the dance circle, just belting out the song. Like, who haven't is this
you
man?
People ever heard of closing the goddamn? All right,
that's enough. We're sorry. Gonna get flagged.
Yeah, right. Trivia. Trivia.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh yeah, about that. Now, how far are we into this? We seven minutes in.
That's our average. We average 7-8 minutes.
Yeah. Fuckery. Here we go. What is the name of the capital city Sarah was born in?
Mm.
Do you want to go ahead?
That city, y'all.
Do you want to go ahead and give them the answer?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to say it in American, in English, or in Arabic?
Do it both ways.
Okay, Amman, Jordan.
Hey.
Is the capital city
of
Jordan. Yeah, city, y'all. So no like camels and that shit. Don't
Right. Don't do her.
Don't do me.
Don't do her and the people. Shit.
Yeah.
You said do it and say it. No.
Oh, Amman is how you pronounce it in Arabic. Sexy.
Well, don't be you be looking me in my eyes when you say
I'm just looking at you because we're having a conversation. Okay,
all right. Do it again.
Stop it.
Do it again.
Stop. This is a family podcast.
Okay, yeah.
No, the fuck it's not.
I'm just saying. Brown eyes just looking at me.
Stop.
Do it again. I'd mind. Okay. Shit, boy, your boy, them syllables be getting me sometimes.
Wow. Shit. I'm gonna need you to wear earplugs when we're.
Okay, all right, anyway. You ready to get into it?
Let's get in tune.
Let's get in tune. Number 78, this is how we do. Why am I. Just press the goddamn button.
You need that as an audio. Just press the goddamn button. Make that a button.
Y'all, I'll be just tripping. Shit, I'm gonna sound bite that.
Do you still have that sound bite that says that shit trash?
Nah, I deleted that.
Damn!
I deleted that.
Why?
It had bad memories on. We deleted that. We are in community area Riverdale, community area number 54, y'all.
What's with this 50 pronunciation?
We in that range where, you know, like 50, you know what I mean?
I know what this means.
Look, 54, man. Look.
Is this like some pop culture thing that I'm missing?
It's just innate. Just in me. It's just in me.
That's fair.
You know? 55. When we get to 55. No. When we get to 55, Chicagoans know we're going to call that the double nickel. We probably did that already. I probably said that already, too. I can't even remember.
I don't even know.
Anyway, Riverdale, number 54.
Did you know, have you ever heard of the show Riverdale?
I've heard of it, but I dare not watch it. Would it come on CW or some shit like that?
No. I think it's on Netflix.
I feel like it came on with WB. WB ain't been hot since The Dancing Frog.
No, it's on Netflix, I think. But do you know what it's based off of, Mr. Comic Book Man?
Nah,
I don't know. Community area number 55 is Hegwish.
Oh, we did that. 55! Double nickel.
Riverdale
is
based on the comic book Archie.
Yeah, I ain't read those.
No, but you know Archie comics.
Yeah, I know, but I ain't read those.
Yeah, I didn't say you read them. I'm just trying to finish a fucking sentence.
You write a machen, a man.
Sorry. I don't beat him, y'all. That was a light smack, okay, on his hand. But yeah, so the show Riverdale is based off the Archie comics. The school they went to is called Riverdale.
Oh.
But this is like a dark version of the comic.
Interesting.
And it's also trash, I hear.
Oh.
I've never seen it, but I hear that they like twisted it so much that it does not resemble the comic anymore at all.
Interesting.
And it's just like too weird.
That is kind of weird that you would just take something that's old already and not make it better.
They just made. I hear it's really bad. Who knows?
You're probably right. You want to know? I got some fun facts about Riverdale.
Fun facts every episode. Every fact is a fun fact. One day I want you to be like,
This ain't fun. Yeah, here's. All right. Well, no.
Fact.
You know, here's the boundaries. To the north, 115th Street.
Again?
To the south, 138th Street. To the east, the Bishop Ford. To the west, Illinois Central Tracks. Here's the name. Here's how we got to the name, okay? It's named after a ferry service that was created in the area known as Riverdale Crossing. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the early fun fact. It's one of the earliest times I've ever done fun fact. The first settler in the area was George Dalton in 1835. The same Dalton that the town is named after.
What town?
Dalton.
Oh.
Okay.
Bruh.
Okay.
Oh, my brain just froze there.
It's all right. It happens. There is also a town called Riverdale to the west of Dalton. So, long story short, George Dalton started
Dalton.
Yeah.
Riverdale.
Yes.
And the town
and the ferry. Riverdale. And the town Riverdale and Dalton.
He couldn't come up with any. Name one of them George.
He was Georgeville.
You know? Georgetown.
Yeah.
Do we have a Georgetown?
I don't know. Illinois, big as hell. We might have a Georgetown. I don't know.
Nobody worried about the rest of this state.
Right. It's Chicago.
You know, after going to ISU, I'm traumatized by the outskirts of Chicago.
Yeah. I mean,
physically can't. There's like one TikToker that's trying to convince people to move to Peoria, and I'm like, you're just as much of a conspiracy to me as birds. Like, I just like, why are you doing this?
But for real though, why are you trying to convince people?
Saying that you get a lot more value for your money in terms of like buying a home, and also your quality of life could be better because it's just like such a much slower moving pace, but it's also like a nice town to live in. If you're a suburban person, you don't want to live like in Naperville where it's expensive as hell. You don't mind living in a suburb. Peoria is like a great option.
Peoria far as hell. When you live out there, what do you do for fun?
Nothing.
You don't do shit.
Look at the stars. One of my friends, but like all the time.
Yeah.
One of my friends, Evan, he is from Decatur.
Decatur.
His closest neighbor is a mile away.
What? Why would you want to be that far away? What if something happened?
Literally, how are you not murdered?
That's scary.
That's so scary.
That's very scary. Yeah, anyway.
I was like, what do you do for fun? They don't even have great Wi-Fi. They just like play the guitar and watch stars. Like, what?
And they're going to start, they're going to be the new Panic at the Disco. Really panicking.
But there's no disco.
There ain't no disco.
Panic at the Farm.
Anyway, we resume. The residents of Riverdale settled along the Calumet River at Chicago Thornton Road, which is now Indiana Avenue. The area became known as Wildwood, and it's where the wealthy Chicagoans went to. So if you think about right next door, we right next door to West Pullman. And, to think that people came here to escape and, like, have they summer homes and shit like that? You know what I mean? Like, that's this far, because we know they did that over in Kenwood. We know they did that up in Hyde Park area. That was like the getaway, but people still come here. Now, I'm gonna jump ahead just real quick. This was also an area, and we talked about when we did Roseland, how some people from the Great Migration escaped the slavery, the Underground Railroad, I'm sorry. They came through and they had places to stay here. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened here in Riverdale. But also people, when they were coming up here, they were housing the slaves that were going through the Underground Railroad to go to Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, all
right.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. I had to jump ahead of there real quick. But back to what I was saying, the area became known as Wildwood. Wealthy Chicagoans built summer homes here. That's between 1870 and 1880s. Now, check this out. It wasn't until 1945 that most, up until 1945, most of Riverdale's residents lived in parts of Kensington, which is literally in the last episode, West Pullman community area.
Yeah.
So if y'all think about that, you'd be like, well, how's that? When they rezoned everything, parts of West Pullman then just became Riverdale. That's a weird ass area, right?
Okay.
It's just a weird ass time. So that's what happened. So most of Riverdale area was used for zoning industrial again. You know, we talked about this second episode in a row. And that's what it was used for. Now, the largest industry in the area was the Calumet Paint Company. And hit paint again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like paint again, two episodes in a row. But last episode, you said something, Sherwin Williams, right?
Right.
Check this out. The Calumet Paint Company was started in an abandoned church near Pullman and the lake, actually. So right close to that area, Pullman and the lake. In 1888, Sherwin Williams bought the company and became one of the largest paint manufacturers in the country. Look at you. I'm going to give you
a point.
Look at you.
Look at me foreshadowing.
You foreshadowed the hell out of that. I was like, I saw that and I was like, damn, hold on. And then just so happened to be, y'all, wink, wink, that this was the second episode.
Just happened to be.
Back in, so back to the timeline here, because Riverdale is more the same with West Pullman. But remember West Pullman, I said, keep that in mind with the population and how it kind of changed.
Yeah.
So the CHA, we know they built the Augel Gardens here in the area. They also built the Philip Murray Homes in 1954. So Augel Gardens, 1945. And we know what happened there. The black powder bombing that happened to the lady's home. Philip Murray Homes in 1954. Now, here's the CHA and the government really changed the area because they were fighting against, you know, the racial covenants while the community areas were fighting, you know, for the racial covenants.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why, you know, government and CHA is really credited for transforming this. And listen to this transformation. So population in 1940s was 1,500. Mm-hmm. In 1960s, it was 12,000.
Damn. Wait, what year was the 1500?
It's 1940s. So 20 years, shit. two decades, it was damn near 12 times the amount.
Damn.
12, almost 11 times the amount of people lived in the area. That moved to there. That is insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
So what is that? Like 9 times the amount, I should say.
I was just thinking about that. How does that work? Times the amount.
Yeah,
is it like you have to multiply it with the original amount to get the new amount?
Yes.
So 9 times 1.5?
Yes. So, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Isn't that like 9,000? I don't know.
Math. No, it's not. It's
y'all,
not.
I have... That's why I studied business.
Yeah, don't do that to yourself, man.
Ooh, Dario's the engineer.
Yeah, she it. Not Gordon Marquette.
Well, engineer-minded.
He said he engineered the hell out of there. Wow.
I mean, you were there long enough that I feel like you deserve you deserve the title.
Figured out how to get the hell out. Now, here we continue. So, population increase, again, after World War II. You know, a decrease a little bit, but not necessarily this area. 1929, Great Depression. 1939, World War II. You know, World War II lasted a few years, right?
Yeah,
right. You know, but I'm saying, so like population went back up. 1970, it was 15,000, and then it was the decline to about 11,000, right? And again, reason why I say this is more of the same as what we just talked about last episode, West Pullman, for those of you not in chronological order.
Yeah.
the racial covenants and the way they just left the environment for blacks,
right,
it wasn't conducive. You know what I mean? Like, and so now this one, I almost said it for the last episode, but in this one, 63% of the population is basically low income.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, think about that. Like, 63. That's insane to have that kind of number. And it's just a lack of reinvestment into the
right.
You know, into the community area. Now, like how we always say in here on the podcast, community is what's keeping it alive. You know,
yeah.
Community always keeps the whole thing together, right? It keeps people morale like up. I want to say, right. You know what I mean? That sounds crazy to say, but like that's what it is, right? One kind of, I don't want to say bright spot, but like something good out of this historically, which is pretty dope. And I didn't know this. One of the first black-owned townhomes was built here in 1968 in this community area. Wow. Do you know what it is?
No.
It was the Eden Gardens. One of the first black in the nation. Mm. You know what I mean? In the whole nation, one of the first black townhomes. Not just this is a good part of town, right? You know what I mean? But that's kind of dope. And that's 1968. Again, wow. Like to me, these dates just blow my mind because it's like that's not long ago. You know what I mean? Like
no,
granted. Granted, like that is, you know what I mean?
Not but, really. I mean,
not really. But still,
considering the length of the history of the country, that's not that long ago.
Yeah, not that long ago. but still, it's.
But considering the history of other countries,
hey, what you trying to do? You trying to glitch out again?
Glitchy glitch glitch.
Let's glitch, y'all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This portion of this episode is brought to you in collaboration with Choose Chicago.
Hey. Capture this. No. Oh, no. No, no.
We're no longer capturing.
Chicago and no.
There you go. So this week we are in, not physically, but we're in Lincoln Park.
Hey.
And
We ate in Lincoln Park.
We ate in Lincoln Park.
Yep.
Do you remember what we ate?
Yeah, we had Barangaroos.
Barangaroos Aussie pies.
The brother kangaroos.
Wow. Barangaroos. That's funny and stupid. So if you don't know what an Aussie pie is, it's basically like a handheld
hamburger
pot pie.
Yeah, it's a pot pie
that you hold in your hand.
Yeah,
like a burger.
That's what handheld means.
Wow. I don't need this shit.
Just laugh echoing.
So we had two different kinds. We had the shepherd's pie, which was rated as their top one.
Right.
And it was amazing.
Yeah, it was fire.
It was so good.
Yeah, so just give you an idea. So think about a pot pie, but with shepherd's pie in it. If you don't know what shepherd pie is, it's got vegetables in it.
It has like potatoes, peas.
Yes.
Minced beef. Gravy,
yes.
Bunch of seasoning. Oh my god! Yeah. So good.
First of all, shepherd's pie by itself is fire.
Yes.
But in this kind of form,
amazing.
It's fire.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. So that was we had that one,
and then we had to try the classic mince.
The classic.
Just because it's a classic, and that was also fantastic. I thought they would be similar in taste because they're both ground beef, but they weren't.
Yeah.
They were very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's because first thing Sarah said was like, "Why you get two ground beef?" I was like, "Because I had choices."
Because I was picking them up.
I was picking them out, and I was thinking about me now.
Literally.
But no, it was good. You know,
it was really good.
Now, what I was going to say is, like, that one was a little bit more basic, but it was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's literally just ground beef.
Yeah, it's just ground beef.
That's what I was saying when you picked it up.
Anyway, but what I was going to say, now I forgot.
as it was great, even it was though good. It was simple.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, oh, the dude, he told me, he was like, hey, you should put ketchup or, yeah, that's what I said, ketchup or hot sauce on it. I was like, okay, hot sauce?
I can see,
but ketchup? On the shepherd's pie?
No.
Or on any of
Australians are so far, they'd be doing weird shit.
Yeah, they for real. They always a day and a half ahead.
Yeah, for real.
so they different. They try stuff out for us. I think we told them why we have food in one place, in one community area, and we talk about the history in another. Because these two, the last two, didn't have restaurant options or good restaurant options. So, We had to adjust. We had to pivot.
Yeah.
Y'all remember how the pivot looked?
Is that what it is?
No, that wasn't what it is, but your boy's sleepy.
But yeah, just a reminder, the name of the place is Barangaroo's Aussie Pies.
And they're not Brother King.
3208 North Sheffield Avenue. Try them out. They're pretty good.
Barangaroo. What's up, my Barangaroo?
Stop it. Let's move on from this.
As you can see, we are on location again. Amon Jordan, let's get in tune, y'all. That was quick.
That was a quick tune.
We are still on vacation. still on vacation. Psych. Week number two. And, we are in Amman.
Actually, we are currently in Wadi Rum. We're not in Amman.
Yeah, right. We're not in Amman. Good point.
We're a few hours south. Southeast of Amman.
Mm-hmm.
Or southwest?
Southeast.
Slight east.
Yeah, it's further, more south than southeast.
Yes, a lot of south. Yeah. It's 3 hours south.
Yeah.
And it's a red desert is what it's known for. It's it looks like you're on the surface of Mars.
Yeah.
Any movie that you've ever seen that has like a red desert scene in it was probably filmed here.
Matter of fact, they filming one right now.
Yeah, there's a movie being filmed here right now. We don't know what it is. They do not disclose that until the movie wraps. But like Aladdin was filmed here. The Will Smith Aladdin was filmed here.
Yeah.
All the Transformer movies were filmed here. Indiana Jones was filmed here. A bunch.
Everything.
All the Mars-related
movies.
Shit.
Yeah. You know, they wanted to do that in. So here's the thing. Fun fact here, that this is the largest of the Wadi deserts.
Really?
Here, yes. Forgive me.
There you go. Coin. The word Wadi just means valley.
Yeah. Look at you. Look at me. Coins is out here.
I mean, I feel like that's cheating because I'm from here, so I should.
But that's still knowledge. Yeah, no. It's still knowledge.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you give yourself coins for Chicago shit. You're right. You're absolutely right.
That is a fact. I do that, but I can. But let me tell you something about this place. So right now we are in the bubble tents, but you can't see that. All you see is big rocks behind us. One of the largest mountains is in this desert, actually.
Right.
And
the largest mountain in Jordan.
In Jordan, yeah. The largest mountain in Jordan, the country of Jordan, is in this desert. We drove by it. It is currently, at the time of this, is morning time for us. And we saw the sunrise, which is beautiful. We saw, I took some astrophotography pictures, which you can see there. But it's hot.
It's hot. We barely slept. Because we've been up since 3:30 taking pictures of the stars.
You know.
So to take pictures of the stars properly out here, the moon needs to set, basically.
Yeah.
Not the way the sun does, but it needs to go down behind the a mountain or the horizon or something so that you could see stars.
Like a good time. Wow.
Anyway, you can
see the stars. Go down behind the mountain, the horizon.
All right, let's move on from this conversation.
Okay.
We had to get up early as hell.
Mm-hmm.
After a full day. So yesterday we were in Petra.
Yes, Petra. Now that place, if y'all don't know, it is, so we visited one of the seven wonders of the world, in the Giza Pyramid, right? The Great Pyramid. And this was the second of the seven wonders that we've visited, Petra. It is absolutely amazing. Sarah, you've been there a bunch of times. Yeah, a bunch of times. It's my first time. And if anybody is interested in like ancient history and Petra like that, it is fire.
Yeah,
it is fire. Amazing. Like, it is crazy. So basically, this was an ancient city that was that was created by people that were in, from this desert,
right.
The Nabataeans. And so cool thing, one more thing about this is we visited while we were here some prehistoric art drawings and carvings, which are called petroglyphs. And petro means carvings in Greek. And so that's why it's called petroglyphs, because we call them carvings or engravings, but it's really petro is where they got it from. Yeah.
So that's also probably why it's called Petra, because yeah, it's carved into stone.
It's carved in a stone. So we saw the petroglyphs here, them trying to communicate with each other, a man and a wife holding hands with goats and things like that.
That was Samantha and John.
Forever, literally.
Forever.
It's been forever. Prehistoric,
with
y'all.
With their cow.
You know, like prehistory. That's what prehistoric is. Anyway, it should happen before everything else.
It's hot.
But Petra, back to Petra. So Petra, it housed the Nabataeans when they found it, Romans, the Greeks. And you can go and when you see it, there's Greek writing there. Yeah. There's Roman columns.
Yeah, there's a Byzantine church.
Yes.
So it's a fascinating place that was, it was really buried under sand for so long.
Yeah.
And then it was discovered and they had to like kind of dig around and find it.
Rediscovered in 2007, I believe, 2003 or 2007. So by one part of not,
yeah,
not that
I was gonna say
part. Of, yeah, yeah. Part because it became it became Petra became a natural wonder, seven wonder in 2001. When they redid the new seven, right? So obviously Petra had been found at that point, but there was part of it which was like this Petra Colosseum, the great Petra Temple, I'm sorry, where the stone columns were, and it's like it looks Roman, right? However, that was discovered, rediscovered in like 2013, which is...
They're still excavating parts of it.
Right.
There's so much to be found. Most of what they found have been either churches or tombs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of other stuff that they're kind of constantly looking for.
Yeah, and so that y'all know, the Nabataeans, when they came from Wadi Rum Desert, they moved to, you know, Petra. They found Petra, right? And you can see life there, right? How they started life. And they lived in, like, homes that were, like, carved, you know, into the stone there.
Caves.
And you cave. They were, like, little mini caves, but they were homes. The cool thing is now they're Bedouins, right? They're called Bedouins, which is like
a nomad,
basically. And they still live there.
Yeah,
we were walking through, and
1,000%. Yeah, they've been there for generations.
Generations.
They still live there.
There's Bedouins here.
Yep.
In Wadi Rum.
Mm-hmm. They're the people that guide us, it's the tourists, around when we go there, because they know the desert like the back of their hand.
Yeah.
So, we went for the sunrise drive this morning, and we had tea as we watched the sunrise. And I literally was asking the guy that drove us there. I was like, "How do you know where you're going?" And he's like, "It's literally my home." Like,
yeah.
This is my city, is the desert.
Yeah.
That's how I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And they drive at night? Like,
right. They drive at night and with two headlights. That's it. Two headlights and a North Star.
In the desert.
Yeah, in the desert, in the North Star. Let me tell you something. If you've never been to the desert, I'm a city boy. This is my first time in the desert.
Yeah.
It get cold at night.
Yeah.
It get cold. We were up early in the morning. It was cold as hell.
Chilly,
It's not bad when you just standing around.
But driving,
we was in the back of a pickup truck, first of all. Yeah. Like in the back, in the bed of a pickup truck. So it was hot. It was hot down there. I mean, cold.
Cold.
It was cold, yeah. But, you know, so it's pretty cool about the Nabataeans, right?
Yeah.
Right. And how life, basically we are in a area where civilization started again. You know what I mean? Like where it just kind of reinvented, so to say. You would think this was like, you know, the Egyptians have been doing it, right, while this is going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what's going on. Like, like they
well, a lot of trade came through Petra. And if you remember, while we were hiking down the Sikh, which is the path that leads us to the treasury, there were carvings of camel caravans.
Right.
And the explanation of it is that they carved the depiction of what these like trade caravans looked like. So there was a lot of trading.
There were a lot of
happening through this area. And you know, if you really think about it, we're very close to the tip of Jordan, to the southernmost tip of Jordan,
right next to Africa.
Yeah. And we're very close to the border of Saudi Arabia. You could really drive to it from here,
right?
Which makes us very close to Southeast Asia. And so caravans would come in from Southeast Asia along that like Silk Road and carry spices through this region. And then if you go up a little bit north, Jordan and Palestine is like the and that like Fertile Crescent, that's where most trading happened and yeah. people crossed the most paths. And so it's really like the hub of that trade period.
Okay.
So
get you. Go ahead. I'm up here just amazed. I'm just amazed.
Yeah, but so that is all.
That's all. That's all you got to say.
There's a lot of history here. You could really talk about it forever.
Forever. But we briefing this up for you.
Yeah.
So the Nabataeans mm-hmm. moved from Wadi Rum to Petra, and then eventually to Amman.
Right.
You know, different types of scenarios and war and things like that mm-hmm. brought them to Amman, which Amman mm-hmm. used to be called Philadelphia. And what did that mean?
Philadelphia means a brotherhood.
There you go. Right. So look,
in Greek. So that's why Philadelphia, you said, is called
the city of brotherly love. There you go. So there's a tie to the United States, tie to Chicago. Chicago has 29 sister cities, mm-hmm. and this Amman, Jordan, is one of them.
Yep.
Right. That's pretty dope. If anybody that's never been to the Middle East, never been to anywhere around here, or just don't know, right? It's not what you think. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely not what you think. Amman is definitely like a city that's like moving, right? Like it's got malls everywhere. You know, like it's got people everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty dope. You can see how it's a sister city to Chicago, because first thing I noticed is that if you're from the States and you just so happen to move, and you'd be like, all right, I'm placed here.
Yeah.
You can live because for you can read the signs. You can understand where you are, right? Yeah, like it's pretty simple. I still wouldn't drive just because it's much easier than Cairo. But
also don't forget that Jordan has only been an independent kingdom for 70 years. I want to say, I can't remember how many years, but no more than 75. And before that, we were colonized by the British. For like, my grandfather was alive when it was colonized by the British.
I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And wow. my he was also alive before Palestine was, you know,
taken over. Right.
So
wow.
It hasn't been that long, but it's
long enough, but it hasn't been long.
So a lot of that influence, like, people always ask, "Oh, you speak English so well. Like, how do you?" We're a British colony. Everyone, right. even people that can't read and write, that live in certain areas that are like secluded, speak English.
Yeah, which is really makes it more comfortable, you know, to be down here. So,
and they speak other languages. They speak Spanish, they speak German, they speak Russian. Like, literally, you come to these touristy areas, and if you, whatever language you speak, they probably
it's speak somebody, it. Somebody down there. Yeah, somebody going to help you out. Yeah. Which is really cool. We talked about your grandfather. I met all Sarah's family, y'all. Like, we met the family. And that was crazy. Really, really cool to kind of sit there. Drink a lot of tea and just get to meet people.
A lot of coffee.
Yeah. Get to meet people that, you know, Tara, tell me about. And kind of see you live my life all the time, you know, here in Chicago.
Yep.
So it's really dope to be out here and be like, dang, this is dope. It's been 4 years since you've been here.
Yep, four
been
years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a nice little homecoming for you. Yeah.
You literally met my whole mom's side of the family. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so dope. We are here with Sarah's mom, and we having a blast. Yeah. You know, out here. There was one more thing. The food.
I was just gonna say, you want to talk about the food?
Let's talk about the food. This portion of the episode is brought to you by us, and brought to you by me, because, you know, Cairo, all due respect, you know, it is what it is out there.
Yeah.
But the food here.
Yep.
Wow. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
It is. Y'all is top notch. Yep. First of all, everything is good. Food you might not eat is good. It's flavorful. Yes. Like, that's the biggest thing for me. We just had breakfast. We had dinner last night here in Wadi Rum. But there's food. We ate out at Dabuq. You know, like a nice, a super nice, look very American, you know, restaurant. Mm-hmm. This food is just fire.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah. What we had last night is called Zerb. And Zerb is basically like the OG barbacoa. because yes. you dig a hole in the ground, you put a tin or metal kind of like cover. Layer around the walls of the hole you dug to contain the heat. You light the fire inside, and then you lower the meat, the rice, the vegetables, the chicken, all of that. It, like, you stack it on this, like, layered Amazing. Thing. And the meat goes on top so that all the drippings of the meat go into the rice.
Yeah.
And then you drop it down. You seal it with a metal lid, and then you cover it with sand. And you let it cook for, four hours.
Yeah.
And then they pulled it out in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And,
she's... it's not good, actually.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. consent to it first.
Yeah, yeah. But what did you think of that food?
So, first of all, when I first saw the food come out of the ground, your first thought is like, all right, let's see what this is talking about. Yeah. Like, let's see. But the smell alone, Incredible. The smell alone was just out of control.
Yeah.
And then we went inside and ate it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what she said. And then...
yep.
Yeah, and then you know, it was tender. They literally, they don't know forks and knives to take it off the bone.
Literally.
He literally like took
grabs it with his hand
and squeezed it up, and that's it.
Yeah,
right. And then it just put it on your plate with the rice, and that was so it was lamb and it was chicken.
Yep,
y'all. I mean, look, I love food, but like this was. I don't know if you say you don't eat lamb, you just maybe need to try it again.
Yeah,
like, I think you're just thinking it's lamb.
If you're thinking like euros,
yeah, right.
Then
yeah, you
skip that.
Yeah, you down bad. It's you need to have it where it's like beef, really. You know what I mean? Where it looks is like it's beef, a little bit different of a taste, but not really, man. The way they made it, mm-hmm. almost can't have it back. I had second plate. I couldn't mess with. I had ate too much
you
already.
You filled it too much.
Yeah,
but they also served us things like a pasta, and then they had a spicy fish and you know, salads and stuff. The place that we're at is called Wadi Rum Luxury Night Camp,
mm-hmm.
and it really feels like that. The service was really cool. This is not sponsored at all. We just liked it.
Yeah, right.
We stayed in a bubble that opens up. Part of it is like a curtain that you kind of remove off of the front of the bubble, and you get to see the night sky while you're sleeping.
Sitting under the night sky?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I know we talked about we went out there, but like y'all, so I took pictures, some of them on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this sky is so beautiful with stars and everything like that.
Yeah.
We saw the Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million stars in the sky.
Like a bazillion.
Like there's endless, infinite amount of stars in the sky. And you can't see it like with naked eye, but the picture, the camera, it just shows it all. It's like, holy cow, like this is, and it was dope. I mean, it was so many shooting stars.
So many.
You don't see this stuff in the city. You know what I mean? Like you got to be in a burb or a dark sky place.
Yeah.
I mean, it get dark out here.
Yeah.
Also, if you're wondering about the audio, why does the audio sound so pure?
Crisp.
Yeah. if you are like, man, this audio sounds pure, we are in a place where.
There's nothing.
The audio, there's no sound. The sound is what you create.
Like, it's just birds flapping.
Just birds flapping. And if you sit still for like a second, we going to sit still for like a second. Like, there's nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing. If you heard a little bit, it's probably the bubbles from deflating. You know what I mean? Like if you heard anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so, I was saying earlier that the air is so quiet here, mm-hmm. it feels thick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just feels like it's thick out here.
You know what else feels thick? This heat.
Oh, I was like, whoa, well. wait a minute. wait a minute.
Nope.
But we still got some more to go out here. We still got some more to go out here.
We're heading to Aqaba in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're...
Dead Sea?
That's the Dead Sea, right? Mount Nebo.
Yeah.
The site of the baptism.
Yeah.
Like where Jesus Christ was baptized.
Jesus was born.
Baptized.
Baptized, yeah. That's right. That's right. Y'all, 77 Flavors on location. Around the world.
Around the world.
77 Flavors around the world?
It could be.
Hey, you know, that's a vibe. Tell us if y'all like this. Because I think this is dope. Also, you can see putting the curtain back over our.
My mom just asked him to stop.
If you can see. Okay. Yeah, it's all right. It's we out here, baby. We out here. That's it.
That is all. So, if you like this episode, send it to someone you like. If you know a producer at Netflix that wants to give us a show where we travel around and we could just do this and make money.
Yeah.
You know?
Help us out.
Just send them this. No, don't send them this.
Yeah, yeah.
Reach out to us first. We'll put some makeup on and shower first.
Right. And I'll be glistening all night.
Talking about it's hot.
I got my thigh meat out. It's
just itching the inner side of your thigh. Stop doing that on camera.
It's not on camera.
Anyway, if you hated this episode, you're
damn.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Look at these mountains. Go outside. Touch some grass.
Touch some grass. Y'all.
We'll see you next whatever.
Peace. 77 Flavors of Chicago. We hope you enjoyed it. If you can, please like, rate, and subscribe to us on all streaming platforms where you listen to podcasts. And we hope you listen soon. We'll catch you back next Monday with a new episode. Bye.